If you use Interstate 690 to get to Syracuse from the western suburbs, you'll need a little more time for your commute starting Friday morning. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the State Department of Transportation is doing some major deck repairs just before the I-690 West interchange with Interstate 81, which will shut down a stretch of road that 37,000 drivers use to get into the city of Syracuse every day.
This portion of 690 that passes through the city of Syracuse over Franklin and Salina Streets was built 70 years ago. Structurally, it's holding up well, but the concrete bed is crumbling. So the state will undertake a deep deck repair starting at 9 tomorrow morning. Crews will work 24 hours a day over 10 days, shutting down that stretch of road. DOT spokesman Sean Hennessy says it's more than a standard mill and pave.
We're going to bring it down to the concrete, do those repairs to the concrete and the driving surface, and make for a much better driving experience for the general public.
Hennessy says the closure means significant traffic delays and suggests motorists follow a detour from Bear Street to Interstate 81 or take local roads over that period. The state's using a cheaper method of repair on this project, according to Hennessy, because of its proximity to the Interstate 81 viaduct that's going to be replaced shortly.
This area could very well be impacted by that project. So by doing it in the way that we are, it's a greater cost savings to the general public. And, you know, lifespan, it's a toss-up.
The project will cost $1.5 million. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.